Hold on tight, cause it's gonna be intense.
Ladies and gentlemen, these and them, welcome back to another episode of Poochie Talk. Listen, it's been a while. I fucking know. I miss you guys so much, and I couldn't let the opportunity of Scorpio season go by without doing a Scorpio season podcast. As you all know, and if you don't, I'm going to tell you now, I'm obsessed with my zodiac sign. I didn't believe in that a lot. I'm totally lying. I've always believed in zodiac signs. I was raised by very spiritual women, and they all loved, since I was little, the fact that I was a Scorpio. So then I met a lot of people that were Scorpios, and I fully understood what is dealing with someone with such depth. Like, los Scorpios sentimos las cosas a niveles espirituales. My big three are Scorpio Sun, Aries Moon, and Scorpio Rising. So, soy 100% Scorpio con un dash de fuego. Y totalmente siento el Aries en mí. Yo soy una persona... Los Scorpios somos un poquito meticulosos y hacemos las cosas como bien secretive. And yo soy alguien que in your face, like, you're gonna know that revenge is coming. Or you're gonna know that I'm fucking pissed. Fíjate, now that I think about it, I don't think I'm... So yo pienso que soy más expresiva de lo que soy. And you guys are going to be like, oh my God, girl, you have an entire podcast over sharing your fucking traumas your entire life. Yeah, but if you think that that's it, my mind is like 1,000 miles per hour. Y estos últimos meses he tenido tantos spiritual awakenings. Like, it's been insane. Le bajé a fumar marihuana y... Estoy soñando cosas tan locas. And I know for a fact that I asked the universe to just, I don't know, talk to me. And it has. And I'm like, no, too much information. I don't know if I'm ready, but I am. It's a little bit scary, but I like it. And I hope you guys like the setup if you're watching me on YouTube, which you should. It's been real this past couple of days. If we host en El Vidi en Rio Piedra, it was super fun. No es porque genuinamente me interesa ser host o MC. It's just that the plans that I have for Poochie Talk is that hopefully one day it's like a talk show and I'll have like a live audience where we can interact and be dynamic. Y I usually love talking in public. I don't get nervous. I do, but it, like, in a fun way. Like, when people perform, well, I feel like that. And I haven't done it in such a long time, since high school, really. And it was fun. It was super fun. Got really good feedbacks. It was with one of my best friends, Yelo Manning. We love him. He's an icon. Great de los pocos amigos varones que yo tengo as an adult. And, yeah, it was amazing. Other than that... Este es un shoot super cabrón de Halloween. Go to my Instagram. Son dos shoots. Uno es de Killer Maid y otro es like a man-eater ritual type of thing with like a third eye. And it was awesome. I creative directed everything. The vision was perfectly, exactly what I wanted. Like what lo que estaba en mi cabeza lo pude implementar en la vida real y fue mágico. Fue con Wild Honey, la fotógrafa y artista fue la maquillista. They are both very, very awesome women. I like working with women. Y no es porque soy hembrista, which I am, I don't give a shit. es porque genuinamente just to, what we talked about, like the female gaze, the queer gaze, it's just more, it pays more attention to detail. And it's an eye that focuses on the story behind the picture or the video or the movie or whatever. But it's way deeper than that. And lately, I've been only working with women in todos los aspectos de mi vida. And I'm so, so happy, and I feel so worth it, and I feel so, I don't know, like clean. I don't understand. I don't know how to explain it, but it just feels right. And I loved every fucking minute of it. I hope you guys loved it. Yeah, what else can I say about this Halloween week? It's been crazy. Pushy Talk is going to have a lot of changes, hopefully. There's a lot of new ventures related to podcasting and to creative directing. I'm super, super up for that. That's the reason why I haven't been able to record or do any episodes. I like sitting down with you guys and talking con gana. Me gusta sentarme aquí y sentir que quiero hablar con ustedes, no simplemente como que grabar por grabar y no sé, siento que ustedes lo sienten mejor cuando yo estoy aquí entusiasmada. Y right now I am, and I felt like the need to just tell you guys that I'm okay. I am super happy. There's a lot of new opportunities on the table for me, and it's all thanks to you guys. People believe in this project, and I believed in it since day one. Pushy Talk era algo que yo tenía pensado desde hace muchos años, como hace cómodo 4 o 5 años. 2019 fue la primera vez que dije en voz alta que quería hacer un podcast before lo de Ricky renuncia. And yeah, and we're here. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy Scorpio season as much as I do. But with that being said, I just wanted to say that this is the final episode of season one of Pushy Talk. I figured it would be a good time to close this chapter because it has been a year almost of doing this. And I like chapters in books. I like separating things by, like, no sé, como por secciones. I like organizing. So just seeing this grow, it's been amazing. And aprecio a todo el mundo que ha estado en este primer season, porque genuinamente este season fue de yo orientarme súper de lo que es podcasting y what it takes to just sit down and expose your opinions, your values, your morals, your beliefs. Y he tenido such a good welcoming in this community of podcasting, and I'm so grateful for every mentor that I've met along the way. Jason Ramos, mi mismo jefe de leak, Jean Marcel, fue de las primeras personas en empujarme a just do this. He was like, you can't work here. You have like so much to give and you have so many ideas. Like, you can't work here. Get your shit done. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. And I did. And si no fuera por ese hombre, I honestly wouldn't be here with you guys. And I appreciate it a lot. Yo manifesté que me iba a llegar un mentor, que me iba a llegar just... Y lo hablé en varón, como que sabía que me iba a liar a varios varones que just taught me a lot and believed in me and didn't sexualize me, didn't want anything in return. And that same thing goes to Boy, que fue de las primeras personas en invitarme a su podcast. And yeah, just meeting a lot of males that are respectful and see me as an intelligent young woman que no solamente está aquí para, you know, say sexual jokes or just be like, this, like how I always say, like this sexual demon, seeing that I am a actual good conversation, I'm really deep and I'm smart, and I didn't believe those things about me. Yo las creía antes de empezar el podcast, but 100% I've proved myself that I'm more than just a face and a body. I'm a legend. And that may sound a little bit narcissistic, but if you, como siempre les dije el primer episodio, ¿cuál fue? Fake it until you make it. Me tomó mucho. Before this month, I did an episode que se escuchó super mal. So sorry for that. Que I said that I was super depressed. I've been feeling super hormonal. Me cambié de anticonceptivo, and it's been real. Like, shout out to all my ladies. Yo no quiero escuchar a ningún hombre quejándose ever. Have you got something? Imagínate que te... I'm going to say un orificio que probablemente nunca te tengan que abrir así, but imagínate que te abran el culo y te arranquen una cosa de ahí y te pongan otra. Well, I got that done with my vagina, and it was painful, yes, but thank God I have a great ginecóloga, and it was a breeze, but hormonalmente, I'm all over the place. Excuse me. Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on now. Hold on, Jamal. Yeah, it's been very crazy for my emotions, and the fact that before that I stopped taking my antidepressants and all my things to control my mental health, it was like a crazy few months. And I'm so glad that before my 23rd birthday, things are settling down. I'm seeing my hard work flourish, and I'm so grateful, and I feel so much better. La vida no es lineal. Van a haber momentos que por más que tú estés claro de lo que tengas que hacer contigo mismo para estar en un estado mental que es el justo y el sano, lo que tú mereces, tienes que bajar de nuevo. La vida te va a empujar a comprobarte a ti mismo que you've been through this, or you've been through worse than this, and you can handle it. Y yo me frustro mucho conmigo misma because I'm very self-aware, and I'm very aware, period. So yo veo mis comportamientos autodestructivos, and I just go along with it, and I know exactly what I'm doing. Y tienes como esos mini talks contigo de, you shouldn't, bitch, I'm sad, I need to feel something, let me go to my old ways, let me do a little something a little toxic to feel a little bit of adrenaline. Pero una gran parte de mí knows how draining it is to just, no, I don't know, en mi caso ahí me aíslo, como que me empiezo, al aislarme empiezo a crearme como que escenarios como que totalmente imaginarios que, just that people don't like me, that I'm not loved, or I'm just like not appreciated enough, which sometimes I am, and it's human to feel like that, but I just want to be able to quickly grasp to the idea that it's just me projecting how I see myself. And since I am so hard on myself, I feel that people are the same way, but they aren't. I don't know if that made any sense, but it did to me, and that's what's important. Pero sí, como dije, voy a cumplir 23 años. I've always made fun of my friends for turning 23 because I have some friends that are like de mi clase, gente que se graduó conmigo, that are almost my age, because yo me vacilo a gente mayor que yo all the time. I age shame and I have no guilt about it, because a mí toda la vida me han tratado de, es que a tu edad, ay, es que a tu edad, es que a tu edad. Yo, yeah, you're prehistoric, me imagino. Es que para mí, oye, fíjate, creo que cuando yo tenía tu edad yo no sabía eso. Fíjate, pero es que a esa edad, es que tú eres bien joven. And it's like, I don't know. I think that it's because you're prehistoric. Like, I'm from the age of no TV, pre-social media, you're prehistoric. That's not mine. That's from Bob the Drag. Love you, Bob the Drag. But yeah, it's been a wild year because I've gone through way worse than what I went this year, my 22 years of living. Mi 22 fueron just a lot of like getting to know myself, and that's what everyone says every fucking year. But I honestly, genuinely understand when people that are 30 plus talk about their 22s as if, like, why are you so stressed? You literally have your entire life in front of you. There's no need for you to be just looking down on yourself or doubting the decisions that you make or just your potential, period. Or que lo que estás haciendo con tu vida maybe no es lo que tus familiares aprueben. Y empiezas como que a darte cuenta que ese no es mi scenario. Pero siento que es algo que pasa mucho. Y I don't know, just being loved, como que quieres una relación because you feel, te han dicho toda la vida que como que para los 25 you need to like figure your entire life out and just get married, have kids and have a stable job. And that's the dream that everyone has. And with social media, people flexing all the time that they have their lives all figured out, it's very hard for 20-year-olds to just focus on what the fuck they're doing and their potential when there's so much distractions. I can honestly say that it's been a year of proving myself to myself, and I'm so open to growing out of just toxic mannerisms that pull me back. I have to let go of so many things. Yo le pedí a Dios un ego death, and he gave it to me, and he keeps giving to me a lot of just situations that I have to understand that I shine in a different way that everyone else does, because everyone shines and has something unique that fills a little bit of their purpose. And not a little bit, it just helps you understand your purpose en esta vida física. And I've taken so much time to just understand that and own that. And obviously, there's times that I forget. Like, just a few months ago, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Or what if someone does it better? And what if someone does it better? It's okay, but you're doing what you love. And when you do what you love and you do things for fun, it feels so authentic and genuine and just like, es como si eso es lo que se supone que esté haciendo. Because when you do it just to prove yourself to other people, or just because it's trendy, or just because you feel that you have to, you won't, I don't know how to say it. You won't enjoy it as much as if you love what you're doing and you took the time to do it because you love it. It makes you happy, it makes you calm, it was fun. And yeah, those are my 22. I am very open to manifestation and little rituals and stuff like that. Estuve un tiempo bien alejada. O sea, yo siempre he sido bien espiritual, pero hace mucho tiempo no hacía cositas así con intención para el universo, para que me dé fuerzas o que me motive a cumplir con las metas mías profesionales, personales, espirituales. Y I went back to writing affirmations and speaking them out loud and just, you know, writing it on the books so the universe understand that esto es un contrato. Everything that it's written here, I'm gonna achieve it because I believe in myself, because I deserve it, because I'm capable. And these are como que ustedes tienen que estar pensando this, oh my god, esta tipa como que, where does she get her confidence? Like, I faked it. I honestly, you have to repeat to yourself that you deserve everything that you want, and that's it. Don't be afraid of just doing what you want to do and what you love, because you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. And I don't know, I'm 22. I don't know what rest of my life is, but I'm going to do my very best to enjoy every moment, even the bad ones, because usually there's a lesson to be learned. And sometimes there's no lesson to be learned. Sometimes things don't mean anything, and that's okay too. Porque a mí me pasa mucho que me pongo a pensar mucho en el significado. Like, why is this happening to me? There's got to be like a hidden message behind it. Sometimes it's just the universe testing you. Not because you need to learn something, just because you have to go through it. And that's it. Maybe because you trained for it. Maybe because you deserve it. And that's it. Para mi 23, I don't know. I hate talking about, I like writing it down and I like talking to myself, but I hate jinxing things. I hate saying like, I'm going to do this and this and that. Because if I don't do it, I'm going to feel like a failure. And the same thing I say about like New Year's resolution, but I want to try it because I'm getting really good at organizing my time and my goals and achieving them. And this year, I'm not basing it off on the new year per se. I'm basing it off from my 23-year-olds after that. Después de mis 23 años, comenzando desde mis 23, quisiera genuinamente poder dar sin esperar nada a cambio. No mirar tanto para el lado. Siento que a veces me da como un poquito de imposter syndrome y pues, yo amo lo que yo hago, todo lo que yo hago. Todo desde el, I don't know, everything that I've ever done is because I love it. If I don't love it, I'm not going to do it. I have to feel passionate about every single thing that I do. And it's just very comforting and just, I don't know. I want to be able to enjoy every single part of this journey. Y a veces me voy en el viaje de como que hago cosas porque me salen. Pero siempre, casi siempre, me termino pensando en las de como que, would they do this for me? Or what? Why did I do this for if I get nothing in return? But I think one of the main, una de las como que enseñanzas primordiales que yo creo que tú aprendes en la vida física es hacer las cosas de corazón porque sí, y porque quiere, y porque toca, porque te salió. Y me pasa, me salen muchas cosas, pero muchas veces también pienso como que, Why would I do that? What do I get in return? And I understand that when it comes to money and work, como que collabs, whatever. But when it comes to just as a human being with the ones that you love or just random people that you feel to do a nice deed and or just, I don't know. That's the main thing I want to learn this year. And just no sidetracking, focusing on myself. Porque miro para el lado y envidio. Like, odio envidiar. Yo creo que ese es de los sentimientos como que más incómodos, porque cuando tú eres seguro de ti mismo, sentir que ese pensamiento de ¿por qué a mí no? O ¿por qué a ellos sí? O es distinto que tú digas yo quiero ser como esa persona, yo aspiro a eso, a decir como que why not me? You're kind of bashing whatever the fuck esa persona logró. Esa energía te va a virar para atrás porque es como que esa única contestación la tienes tú. Y es difícil como que llegar a esa conclusión. But at the end of the day, you're totally capable of whatever the fuck anyone's doing. And the best part of it es que lo vas a hacer con tu toque, con tu unicidad. And it's going to be great. Y a veces me pasa que I am a content creator. I am in this social media era. Y yo soy un content creator bien vago. Como que no soy vaga porque look at this. I switched up the entire scenario. And look at my shoots. Tú nunca vas a ver algo como que mainstream. You know, I don't like that. Pero vaga me refiero en la de I don't live my day-to-day vlogging. Or I don't... No documento muchas de las cosas que yo hago because I like to live in the moment. I just like creating art via pictures and just, that's it. And now that I'm in this industry of podcasting and abordando en el aspecto de states of mind and sharing my opinions and even selling a point of view is very interesting and endearing to my heart. Pero, yeah, it's... very, very hard to focus on you when you're constantly, your work basically depends on other people's approval or like validation. Y es bien cómico porque genuinamente a mí, antes de yo ser content creator como tal, a mí me importaba un carajo como que la gente esperaba de mí, y poco a poco me voy en las de como que why are you never needed approval, you never gave a shit, al contrario, you loved llevar la contraria y como que la gente even got like uncomfortable with my shit, like I don't know, I always liked being looked down on porque siempre me das el espacio para yo probarme y no te lo espera. I think that's a Scorpio thing, pero estos días, en específico, esta semana de Halloween, desde que comenzó Scorpio season, I've done so many things that yo me la di tanto y me la aplaudí desde hace tanto tiempo que no me la aplaudía. Y yo he hecho cosas excelentes, pero yo nunca me aplaudo mis logros. Como que yo soy alguien que hago un logro, es como que, okay, what's next? ¿Me entiendes? Okay, cool, did what I have to do, ahora va el otro. And you need to take a step back and give yourself a clap because you deserve it. No one, nadie te la va a dar. Tú deberías aplaudirte tus logros. Tú celebrate tus logros. Tú aprecia el momento y lo mucho que te has fajado. Y estos últimos días he tenido muchos momentos de darme las gracias a mí misma y al universo por just having me and believing in me and working as hard as I do and going the extra mile. I mean, yo no soy overachiever en nada, excepto en las cosas que amo y en los proyectos que veo muchísimo potencial. Simplemente esa adrenalina no me la da más nada. Y Pushy Talk ha sido de los proyectos, es el proyecto que más ganas de vivir me ha dado ever. This is the most comforting area, space, period, that I've ever encountered in social media, and I'm so glad that I took the chance to do it because I visualized it so much 5 years ago, and not slowly but surely I started 1 year ago, and now we're finishing season one in Scorpio season. It's insane, and all of the opportunities, ventures, ideas that have come my way because of this, it's just a blessing. And I'm so grateful for just taking the leap. And I'm grateful for you guys because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't. Just the few people that listen, even if it's like five people, I love you. I thank you. And we're in this together. You guys are my friends and my family, and all of this I do alone. You guys are the only ones that aportan algo aquí, tú y yo, y te lo agradezco y te amo. Y nada, espero que Scorpio season helps you let go of all of the things that are in your way y no te dejan ser la mejor versión de ti. Scorpio is the sign of rebirth, so you're gonna probably feel like a whole different person, but maybe you're going to feel a little bit uncomfortable, but you'll get the hang of it because it's for your own good. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. See you in 2023. Así se dice. En el 2023 nos vemos. Remember to like and subscribe. I love you so much.